Common test we saw yesterday that if it's raining you go inside, but the Rama says v'cholzad davka b'shari yamim olayla shal sukkis is only true the rest of sukkis. Avalayla rishona, the first night of sukkis, tzarich lechol kazayis b'sukkah af im geshamim yordim. You need to eat a kazayis of bread in the sukkah even if it is raining. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though you are mitzdar because of the geshem, and in general mitzdar is pater min hasukkah, the Rama paskins like the poskim who say that we learn in the Hekesh of Tesvav from Pesach, that just says Pesach you need to eat the first night no matter what, so two sukkahs need to eat the first night no matter what. There are other Gedolei Rishonim who hold that the Gzer Shavah does not apply to this, and it's that the first night of sukkahs is like the rest of sukkahs, and if it's raining you would be Pater. So therefore, the Hachra that the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that even though you're Chayav Misafik to eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining on the first night, you should not make a Leishe B'sukkah because Safik Brachos. The Mishnah Berurah also writes that one should wait until Chatzos to see if the rain stops, because if the rain stops, then you'd have to eat with the Leishig Basukkah, and you'd be Yotze according to everyone. There are other Achronim who say that you shouldn't wait that long, you should just wait an hour or two, because if you wait too long, then it's going to ruin your Simchas Yontif to wait until Chatzos. Your whole family is going to be annoyed with you, because everyone wants to eat, and you're going to say, no, we can't eat yet, let's wait to see if it stops raining. So the Rama says that, again, the first night you have to eat in the sukkah, v'yikadosh b'sukkah k'deish yomer zman al sukkah, and you're supposed to say say kiddush in the sukkah and eat a little bit of bread so that you'd be able to say shechianu in the sukkah. You should eat kazayis in the sukkah, and then the rest, since it's raining, you could go inside to eat the rest of your meal. Then if the rain stops, even if you're already benched, you'd have to go back out to wash again so that you could eat with the leishe, because again, according to many poskim, you don't make a leishev if it's raining. So since you didn't make a leishev basukkah when it was raining, even though you ate, you should then go back outside once it stops raining. But this is, says the Mishnah Berurah, only if you didn't go to sleep yet. But if you already went to sleep, no, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night in order to go out and wash and make your leishev basukkah. Because if mitzar is pater min hasukkah, so for sure you don't have to get out of bed in order to do so. Well, you went to sleep inside because it was raining. So also, you don't have to go back inside to go to sleep. If it stops raining. L'chadchila, it's best to wait. Again, on the second night, also the Mishnah Berurah says to see if it stops raining. But you don't have to wait as long. It's not as chamar. So the general psak that I think most Rabbanim give is that you look at the weather. And if the weather says that it's going to rain all night, so then you could just do your kiddush and leishev in the rain and then go inside. Kiddush and eat kazayis and then go inside and finish your meal. But if you see that the weather forecast says that it's going to stop within a little bit, so you can rely on the weather forecast to wait a little bit, but you don't have to wait until Chatzos, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes those poskim. Sivav, hayocha basukkah v'yard g'shamim v'halach l'beisu v'pasku g'shamim. If you were eating in the sukkah, and it started raining, so you went inside, and then the rain stopped, ein mechayv en oso lachzor l'sukkah chiyagrim sudaso. You don't have to go back into the sukkah to finish your meal. Siv zayin, hayayashim v'yard g'shamim b'layla. If you were sleeping in the sukkah, and it started to rain, but nichlas l'tocha bayis, then you go inside. Upasko geshavim, and then the rain stops. Ein matrichan oso lachzor l'sukkah kol oso alayla. We don't make you go back into the sukkah. Al yashem ebeso ach yalim v'nashachar. You can sleep in your house until sunrise. Mishnah Berurah says, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't need to go back into the sukkah. Since you went in the heter, we're not matrich you to go back outside.